Hello and welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. The Farmers for Free Trade Motorcade for Trade is trekking across 14 states this fall, highlighting trade's impact on agriculture. The motorcade recently stopped in Lakeville, and the Linder Farm Network's Linda Brecke was there.
The Farmers for Free Trade Motorcade was at the Brent Mohn Farm near Lakeville on Saturday. Brent's farm has been in the family for many years.
Yeah, we're in the neighborhood of about 150 years. The farm has been in our family. We actually have the deed from the territory of Minnesota somewhere, I know.
Brent explains why he hosted the event.
So I spend a fair amount of time or energy involved in many different facets of agriculture, ag policy, and ag education. So I'm lucky enough to serve on Angie Craig's farm advisory panel. And so we have a nice facility, and they asked if we had time and to host the event today. And it did work out in our schedule.
Brent says trade is a dynamic issue.
It's a dynamic issue. There isn't one piece of any part of it that makes all this go or no go. But you have to have a conversation regarding all the different facets.
The executive director of Farmers for Free Trade, Brian Keel, says getting lawmakers, farmers, and other ag stakeholders together is an important way to have a dialogue about exports.
And with commodity prices low and input prices high, it's just a recipe for a farm crisis. So we need to turn this around, and that has to start with more exports.
The Trump administration is seeking to secure a total of $40 billion in financial assistance for Argentina to stabilize its turbulent financial markets. Argentina recently suspended export taxes long enough for China to purchase a large amount of soybeans from the country, and Keel says there's something wrong with that formula.
Range that we're bailing out the Argentina economy to the tune of $20 billion. At the same time, Argentina is selling soybeans to China so that China doesn't have to buy soybeans from us. There's something wrong with that formula.
However, Keel says the U.S. is right to push back on China's trade policies.
Absolutely, with China and with Mexico and Canada. I mean, China doesn't play fair in terms of intellectual property. They're always playing games with sanitary and phytosanitary standards. I mean, we're right to push back on China. Canada's not playing nice on dairy. You know, Mexico had the GMO corn ban. Other countries are going to act in their own best interest, right? And we need to do the same as a country. But we need to do it in a smart way. And a smart way, I'd say, is not blowing up all these trade agreements and jeopardizing our markets. We need to use force, but we also need to work together with our allies. And one of the things I'm concerned about is that we've really launched a trade war against everybody at the same time. And it seems like that's a recipe. We need to isolate China. That's what we need to do, is get our allies working with us.
These issues are issues for both parties.
Oh, absolutely. And I would say, you know, very clearly, this is not a partisan issue. And again, President Trump, give him full credit for passing USMCA. And that's been a big boon for American farmers. The issue is these trade wars, though, are really hurting farmers. And I think it's important that the Trump administration and Congress, members of Congress from both parties, hear that. The Motorcade for Trade, as we've been traveling around the Midwest, we've been meeting and having events with Republicans and Democrats. My old boss, I used to work on the Hill, and he would say there's not a Democratic ear of corn and a Republican ear of corn. It's just an ear of corn, right? We gotta work together, and we need to boost trade.
That's Brian Keel, Executive Director of Farmers for Free Trade. Minnesota's 2nd District Representative Angie Craig, ranking Democrat on the U.S. House Ag Committee, was at the Farmers for Free Trade event near Lakeville at the Brent Mohn Farm on Saturday. She says the Trump administration needs to focus on expanding export and domestic agricultural markets.
Well, look, the trade war that the Trump administration is causing is hurting farm country across the entire nation, but especially here in Minnesota. We're talking about billions of dollars in soybean sales to China that's disappeared overnight. So my message to the administration really is trade wars are incredibly stupid, that family farmers have nowhere to sell to, and that they need to get focused on expanding our export and domestic markets across this country.
Congresswoman Craig says input costs continue to climb.
Well, I think what's happened is, you know, the previous trade war was bad enough. We know it you know, resulted in having to do a $28 billion market facilitation program payment to farmers. But this time, input costs are even higher. In an across-the-board trade war, only increased with fertilizer and other elements the cost of production. And now we've got record, you know, low prices. The only good news coming out of Minnesota, parts of it anyway, is that, you know, as we look at the harvest, the yields are up. But, you know, it's tough time right now. And in addition to all of that, you know, my family farmers are pretty upset that we're bailing out Argentina at the same time the administration is saying that, you know, we're not ready to talk about assistance to family farmers in America.
Representative Craig told us she's not 100% against tariffs.
Well, look, I'm not 100% against tariffs. I think there are strategic uses. You know, for example, when they're dumping cheap aluminum and steel into the United States, it's appropriate to put up, you know, trade barriers for China and to really make them feel it. But when you have, you know, tariffs on your friends as well, you know, we're certainly annoying our, you know, one of our largest trading partners in China, but we're also picking on our largest trading partners, Canada and Mexico. And I would just remind your listeners that, you know, I was there in the first Trump administration, and USMCA is actually Donald Trump's trade agreement.
Executive Director and CEO of the Minnesota Corn Growers Association, Adam Burr, was at the Farmers for Free Trade event on Saturday.
Really to highlight the importance of trade, and particularly as we're looking at the USMCA coming under review, just how important that is, not just to national corn growers, all corn growers, Minnesota in particular, you know, with the Canadian relationship, like we said, what the nation exports to Mexico is higher than the next three countries combined. You think about that. These are good trade partners. We've had a good relationship. I know it. There's some issues that maybe need to be addressed in other sectors, but for corn, it's been a really good relationship, and we don't want to lose that relationship.
Burr talks about some of the reasons Mexico and Canada are such good markets for U.S. corn and renewable fuels in the case of Canada.
The cattle industry is significant there, and they're growing, as I understand it. And so, yeah, it's just been a good customer. And then Canada, kind of on a different, we also, you know, we do export DDGs and coarse grains there, but the ethanol is what we really export up there, and they have a very favorable biofuels policy for us.
Burr also talked about input costs at the listening session.
As far as on the economic side, if you look at the data, what's really squeezing us is the input prices. I feel like we're still, the input prices reflect $8 corn and not $4 corn.
He says the assistance package being talked about by the Trump administration and lawmakers is not a bailout. It will not make farmers whole.
A bailout implies that you're going to be made whole. That is certainly not going to be the case when you look at the negative numbers that we're looking at right now.
And the past chair of the National Turkey Growers Federation, John Zimmerman, turkey grower from the Northfield, Minnesota area, was at the Farmers for Free Trade event on Saturday.
How important trade is to all commodities. I mean, I'm a corn and soybeans grower, and I know how important it is that. But even for the livestock industry, you know, a lot of the products that we do export don't really have a market in the United States. So maybe it's a small amount of our total meat produced, but it's incredibly important to us to keep those export channels open.
Zimmerman says U.S. turkey growers are not on parity with other proteins in the U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade agreement.
Actually, it was pretty good, but we probably dropped the ball a little bit when we don't have parity with the other proteins. We are definitely at a disadvantage when it comes to the TRQs or the trade quotients that meat going into and from Canada, and we'd like to see that addressed, that we are on parity with our friends in beef and pork.
He says China is not a large market for turkey products, but the National Turkey Growers Federation is looking at some other markets for potential export growth.
We tried to make that a market, and it is a small market for us. They don't really cook turkey in the same way we do. So while it's an important market, we're really looking at India and and Latin America as some emerging markets for our products.
Zimmerman says the current tariff and trade issues do have an impact on pharmaceutical practices for turkey growers.
That's correct. Pharmaceuticals and just precursors to a lot of the products that we use in the animal health industry come from overseas, and a supply of them needs to be very we need to have a constant and steady supply of those, and trade wars disrupt that. And that, when you can't have one part of your feed or one specific animal health product, it can affect the whole industry much more than not being able to export the meat.
And Zimmerman also addressed the highly pathogenic avian influenza and the impact on the export markets.
Our industry's been incredibly hurt the last 10 years, but specifically the last four, with foreign animal diseases, high path avian influenza and avian metapneumovirus. So obviously our pounds are down, so we're not exporting as much. But strategically, we want to look to the future. We want to make sure that when export markets are open, that we have the product to sell and that we are able to sell them.
Also at the motorcade on Saturday, Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Peterson.
Being Representative Craig here and several farmers is going to be really helpful just to visit and compare notes. And for us, as Commissioner of Agriculture, Minnesota is top market for soybeans, corn, cattle. We're home to Cargill, CHS, and trade is so important. So first of all, just saying that trade is important, but then where are our markets at right now, and with tariffs and everything else? And what we want to do is, always have Minnesota open for business. This past week, we've been hosting groups from Denmark and Taiwan, Vietnam. So if China bucket is gone, we got to find some smaller buckets. And but also, trying to also continue to move those cattle markets as much as we can. So do what we can to continue to establish those strong relationships.
Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Peterson. For the Linder Farm Network, I'm Linda Brecke.
Thanks for listening. Find other podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. Get the latest farm news and market information daily from your local LFN affiliate.